Today is April 12th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, and I am your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. I invite you to pray with me. God of resurrection and life, the shadows of Good Friday have been dispersed by the light of Easter. We rejoice in your power that turns sorrow into joy, despair into hope, defeat into victory, and evil into goodness. Set us free on this day of resurrection to burst out of the tombs that have trapped us. Let new life spring forth and bring grace to all. Through Jesus Christ, the risen one. Amen. That was Angels Visit When We Sing, sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Our theme is Implications of New Life. I will be speaking today from a scripture text in Luke chapter 24. The dark day of crucifixion now behind us, the followers of Jesus tried to pick up the pieces and get on with their lives. Early on the Sunday morning after the crucifixion, some women, mentioned in Luke 24, went to the tomb where the body of Jesus had been placed. Their intent was to anoint the body with ointment and spices as a sign of devotion before the tomb was sealed permanently. To their surprise, they found the stone rolled back and the body gone. They were disappointed. Oh, more than that, perplexed. They had spent money on ointment and spices and no body to anoint. Suddenly, two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The men appear to have been special messengers, similar to the angels who appeared to the shepherds at the time of Jesus' birth. The two men spoke to the women, words that must have taken them unawares. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" they said. "He is not here, he has risen." The women remembered Jesus saying something in Galilee about rising on the third day. Anyway, the women reported back to the other followers of Jesus. The others couldn't believe what they were hearing. They treated the story as the product of a fertile imagination. But Peter, one of the leading disciples, decided to confirm the story one way or another. So he ran to the tomb, stooped down, looked in, and saw nothing but the linen cloth in which the body of Jesus had been wrapped. Peter went home in utter amazement, not knowing what to think or do. Of course, the story doesn't end there. On several occasions and at different places, the risen Jesus appeared to various groups of people, but always to those who had believed in him. In the Gospel of Luke, he appeared to two men traveling down the road from Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus. Suddenly, the two men were joined by a third, whom they did not recognize. They invited the third stranger to stay with them where they were lodging that night. And while they were eating supper together, their eyes of faith were opened in that act of eating together. And they saw in this stranger at the table the figure of Jesus who had been crucified. Then he vanished just as quickly as he had appeared. But that brief encounter with the risen Jesus was enough to carry them forward beyond crucifixion into a new day and a new way of living. Living out their faith, that is. They did not have the physical person of the historical Jesus with them anymore, but they did have the spirit of the crucified one, enabling them to press on in life no matter what, confident that they, like him, would reach the true goal of human existence by the grace and power of God. This resurrection account has implications for all of us. The two travelers encountered a stranger on the road and took him into their lodging place to eat with them, and in so doing, encountered the Christ of God. In saying this, I am reminded of the now famous conclusion to the classic book by Dr. Albert Schweitzer, The Quest of the Historical Jesus. Schweitzer devoted much of his life to helping people in West Central Africa, strangers to him, but human beings in need. He ended his book about Jesus with this memorable statement. He comes to us as one unknown, without a name, as of old by the lakeside he came to those who knew him not. He speaks to us the same word, follow me, and sets us to the task that he has to fulfill for our time. He commands, and to those who obey him, whether they be wise or simple, he will reveal himself in the toils and conflicts and sufferings which they shall pass through in his fellowship, and mysteriously they shall learn in their own experience who Jesus is. Amen. That was Holy, 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 sung by CMU Alumni Choir, and Beautiful Savior, sung by the CMU Men's Chorus. Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may be interested. April 25th is the annual spring concert at 7:30 p.m. in the Loan Athletic Centre. Free admission. April 26th is the CMU convocation at 2:30 p.m. in the Loan Athletic Centre. And on May 3rd is worship at CMU for young adults at 7:30 p.m. in the Great Hall. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website, cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. That's our program for today. You can also find the broadcast on our website, cmu.ca. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.